How's it going, everybody? This is Victor from Bread and Barley in downtown Covina, and I am on Beer Buzz Network with the guys from Beer Geek Radio.
This episode of Beer Geek Radio is brought to you by SoCal Homebrew. Check out their website at www.socalhomebrew.com. And by the National Orange Show, their first annual Brewfest will be held on Saturday, July 12th. For tickets and more info, visit their website at nosevents.com. That's nosevents.com.
Well, all right. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Welcome to Beer Geek Radio, and I'm your host. My name is Brad, sitting here with my lovely co-host. Say hello, gentlemen.
What's up, guys? This is Steven, your co-host.
This is your co-host, Chris Martin, a.k.a. Frankie Fugs.
And this recording studio that we're in today looks a little different than normal. I'm seeing red brick and hardwood floors and just all-around awesomeness.
And flags with 48 stars.
With 48 stars. And I have got great beer in front of me. So we're not in the studio right now. Where are we, guys?
We are in Covina at Bread and Barley.
As promised, and on location at the awesome Bread and Barley. And we've got a guest with us today joining us from Bread and Barley. Say hello.
Hello, everybody. My name is Victor Linares, and I'm one of the co-owners of Bread and Barley. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for hosting us.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Thank you for being here. As you heard, that is Victor, co-owner of Bread and Barley. So tell us a little bit about this place, Victor. What exactly can people expect from Bread and Barley?
When people come into Bread and Barley, they can expect a different type of experience. When my business partner and I built this place, we really envisioned somewhere where people can come and kind of hang out, like if you're at a friend's or family member's house. And we wanted to bring two major components to you when you come to Bread and Barley, and that's craft beer and gourmet food. I have a really good passion for the craft beer scene, and my business partner, Carlos, had a passion for the food. And we thought it'd be good to bring those two elements together to downtown Covina, where there was really nothing like this, nothing with this kind of feel. My inspiration was really like a 1920s speakeasy type of location, and I just wanted it to be really warm and just inviting and just kind of hang out and enjoy some good beer and good food.
That's funny, because speakeasies weren't really inviting back when they were popular. It was kind of a hideaway for people to get away from the Prohibition era. But I see that you do have some calls to Prohibition, like the painted mural on the wall that says vote to end Prohibition or something similar to that. I took a picture of it earlier.
Yeah, vote against Prohibition, right?
Yeah.
And then, you also have a plaque that says, end of the 18th Amendment?
Correct.
Which one is the 18th
Amendment? That's the Prohibition one.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense then.
Yeah. 21st Amendment ratified the 18th Amendment.
Ah, gotcha. And, okay.
Yeah, when you said that you wanted to, you guys wanted to nail kind of a prohibition type speakeasy environment. You guys really did that. I set the tone, saying red brick building, all hardwood floors, really nice wooden top tables. Mm-hmm. There's really only one TV in here, so it's kept a really rustic feel. I really like the lighting in here. It's just a really awesome mood location. I think you guys really nailed that speakeasy type vibe.
Al Capone would be envious of that flat screen you got up there.
So this building, it looks really old. It feels kind of really old in here, which kind of adds to the allure of the place. Why don't you tell us about the building and the history itself?
So the building's easily over 100 years old. When we purchased the building, it was an old jewelry store, and it really looks night and day to where we're at now. It was we had some pretty major construction going on here, about a year's worth. We tore down some walls. We had this place to the point where there was just two brick walls, no front wall, no back wall, and we built on quite a bit to the back of the building all the way to the alley. Carlos and I, we're not a big corporation. We're just two guys that had a vision to bring something really cool to downtown Covina. We didn't know how it was going to play out, and for many times we didn't think it was going to really develop into anything. We just kind of kept pushing and got to the point where so much money was invested in time that we couldn't turn back. So, we were just two normal guys that really poured their, blood, sweat, and tears literally into this place. And we just really wanted to, build a really, just a good place with some good, what's the word, feng shui, I guess you can say.
And so you said the way you described this place, it almost sounds like this building was built in the space, really, just between two other buildings.
Correct. We don't have our own walls. We really do share a wall to the right and left of myself with, our neighbors. We have maybe a couple inches of the brick, it belongs to us.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're just kind of slammed in between these two buildings. And, you know, if you run by our place, you might miss it. It's that tiny.
Well, those are the best kinds of places.
Yeah, absolutely. And did you say, what was this building before you guys picked it up?
It used to be an old jewelry store. So the setup for it, you know, was not restaurant, you know, bar friendly at all. We had to, you know, from plumbing to kitchen, you know, to bar, to, you know, to keg, cooler, to walk-in for the kitchen, to draft lines. It was all from scratch. There was nothing here in that building besides the brick walls that we were able to use. So from the flooring, I mean, we had to really put this place together, which was kind of nerve-wracking because Carlos would ask me all
the
time.
That's a huge investment. That's a huge leap of faith.
Was it a zoning nightmare when you started?
Yeah, we had some – the city was definitely, you know, was fun to deal with. But, you know, Carlos did a good job of, you know, maneuvering those relationships with them. And, you know, they really weren't too tough, you know, just jumping through, you know, the hoops that you normally have to jump through.
Mm-hmm.
One of Carlos's big concerns was, you know, what's this place going to look like, you know. So while Carlos had the hard hat on building this place, I was just rustling through restoration hardware catalogs and, you know, different websites and trying to get ideas for how this place was going to look. I don't have a degree in interior design. So, you know, one of our concerns was, is this place going to look cool when it's built out? And, you know, luckily I just, you know, I was able to put some cool stuff together and, you know, it kind of all gelled at the end.
Nice. And we spoke briefly off the air before we came on, and we were stressing in our conversation the importance of putting the right people around you to build the business the way you want it. Talk to us a little bit about your partnership with your other co-owner and also some of the other people that you've brought in to help you guys become a success.
Yeah, so Carlos and I, we are not brothers, but a lot of people would mistake us for brothers or a married couple.
yes.
Yeah. We've been working together in different, you know, business ventures for about 10 years now. So, you know, we argue a ton and want to kill each other at least once a week. But, you know, we have a great relationship. Our families are very close. You know, I met my wife through his wife, and our kids are all close. We live a mile apart. So this is kind of a family thing, you know, that we have going on here. You know, when we got this place rolling, you know, I had the gastro pub, the restaurant business was really new to me. So it was really key that I put the right people around me to, you know, succeed here, because I knew that myself and Carlos, the two of us couldn't do it. You know, we were going to need to get the right people here. So, you know, I luckily, you know, God sent me Roxanne Gilmore and as my beverage director and my manager, and she's been a godsend. You know, we have Chef Randy in the back, you know, which was a godsend for us for the kitchen. These people are really, you know, putting systems in place that are allowing us to grow, you know, and thrive in the industry. Our staff is truly, truly what's gotten us to where we're, you know, where we're at now and where I see us going in the future. It's going to be all up to them. You know, we're just going to keep working as a team and just growing. But if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be where we're at now, and you guys wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we've had the opportunity to work with Roxy Gilmore in the past. You guys remember her. She was she was a guest in one of our last tournaments that we did, and it was just a pleasure. It was a real pleasure to work with her, and she really knows her stuff. So it's obviously very clear that you know, these guys are getting a really good amount of help from her, and she's supplying a lot of knowledge for them. Because
you're definitely in good hands in that department.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. It's been, you know, like we said, the location's cool. They've put themselves in the right position to succeed with having a good team of people. So, you know, you guys have, you know, you have Roxy to help you out with the beverages. So other than beer, what can people expect in here? And we'll talk about the beer a little bit more in a second. But other than beer, what else do you guys feature here?
When people come to, you know, eat at Bread and Barley, I think a lot of times you walk into a place like ours, you see a bar, and you think food, you think beer automatically. You think, you know, you think wine, beer. You don't think food. One thing that we wanted to stress at Bread and Barley was, you know, that the menu was something that we just didn't throw together on a whim or just throw a bunch of cooks in the kitchen just to kind of put together. We really put a good culinary team back there. Chef Randy has his right-hand guys, you know, Andy and Matt, and our kitchen is called what you call a scratch kitchen. You know, everything is made by scratch, and nothing comes in packaged. You know, from our meats, there's a special proprietary blend that we make, to all the sauces, you know, to the vegetables that they select. I mean, everything is really hands-on, which goes hand-in-hand with the craft beer. You know, we sell craft beer because, you know, we don't want something that was made by a machine and whipped out really quick. And same thing here. We don't have a microwave in our place. So we wanted a food experience where you could really tell that, you know, there was care and it was really hands-on with the experience, you know, what it took to make the food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all had an opportunity to eat lunch here, actually, and I don't think one of us had one bad thing to say about the food. It was all fantastic. If people come here looking for food, what kind of cuisine would they be in line for?
I would say that Bread and Barley is really well known for our burgers. You know, we have a pretty good amount selection of burgers, but you know, we have a great some great appetizers. We do some really good entrees as well. We have salads and sandwiches. We do have happy hour. We have our lunch specials. And Chef Randy, every week we have two dinner specials that come out, and they change every week. You get two new dinner specials. And that can be of array of things from, you know, shrimp to duck, you know, to, you know, whatever they might come up with. You know, we give them full range on just coming up with some really cool stuff. We also offer a late night menu, which is different from what you can get throughout the day here. So, you know, the kitchen's always, you know, playing with new things, and we give them the free reins to kind of get creative here.
Mm-hmm. And I will say, folks, if you like seafood, the fish and chips, you got to get the fish and chips.
Yeah, Steven, delicious. You had the fish and chips.
Oh, my God. I thought they brought out chicken breasts. Like, they were so thick. And I looked at them and was like, well, you know, I'll go for chicken. And I was like, upon further inspection, no, they were just really big pieces of fish, and it was amazing.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to try the signature bread and barley burger. I was very impressed with it. I think it came with some fries, and it was really good. I mean, the burger was very filling, and everything felt really fresh about it. And I know it was you mentioned having your own special meat blend. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, instead of just, you know, picking up normal, you know, meat from distributors, we ended up getting with one of the meat distributors, and just choosing a proprietary meat blend. Chef, you know, the Chef Randy back in the kitchen got with his guys, and they just, you know, it's obviously, you know, one of our little secrets, but, you know, a little bit of chuck and a little bit of different, you know, blends of meat. And after, you know, trial and error and trying a few things out, we came up with the patty that we thought was going to be, you know, something a little bit different. You know, you try to always put out a product that stands alone really good. Right, just like beer, you don't want to have to throw, you know, Clamato in your beer to taste good, right? So we want to keep our burgers simple, and you know, you want to be able to taste the flavor of the meat and the bacon, you know, the pork belly that we literally cut in the back. It comes as a big slab of the belly of the pig with nipples on the bottom of it still. So you know, that's the kind of things that we do different here, you know, so that we can bring a much fresher product to our customers.
Do you leave the nipple on in the bacon?
Just for you guys.
Well, I thought there was something different about that BLT that I ate. Yeah. Now I know.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we all got to sample some awesome food. We also got a chance to sample the Gouda mac and cheese. I think it was the smoked Gouda mac and cheese with the, I think it was pan-seared Brussels sprouts.
Correct.
That was excellent. I've never been a fan of Brussels sprouts until I ate them here.
This is the first time in almost 20 years that I've had Brussels sprouts, and I actually liked them. They were my arch enemy back when I was a little kid. My parents would have to force feed me that.
Yeah, I was very, very impressed with the good meal that we had.
Yeah, we've turned many Brussels sprout haters into lovers.
Yeah, I would order those.
Yeah, and but go ahead, Chris.
I was going to change topics completely. I was going to say enough about the damn Brussels sprouts. Let's talk about the beer a little bit.
That's exactly where I was going, man.
This place is known for craft beer, so vibing. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. We've been actually sampling a few things since we've got here, and mm-hmm. what we mean by that is these guys do feature a fully diverse tap list from several different breweries. I mean, some good local breweries. Mm-hmm. We've been having some stuff from Noble. I've got one from Bottle Logic.
Bottle Logic was ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, but these guys also are able to feature some of their own beer that is brewed by a close personal friend. Mm-hmm. How obviously you can speak to what Roxy's done here as the beverage director. You guys are obviously very engaging in putting together a very exciting tap list. How has that been for you guys?
You know, in the industry, it was new to me. So when I got into this industry, you know, it seemed like it was real friendly and real, you know, real chill type of, you know, industry. But nothing could have prepared me for the amount of, you know, hospitality and just people that, you know, we meet so many people from so many different breweries that come in here, and they just bring so many amazing beers that at the end of the day, it's actually tough to choose which 21 are going to go up on the draft list. Which is why we're always rotating handles. As soon as something blows, we got to put something else on, because there's just so much good beer out there to feature. And yeah, we have some great relationships with some of the local breweries. Noble, you mentioned, is one of them. You know, Bottle Logic, you know, is a newer brewery that's really doing some really great stuff. But really, honestly, this is a ton of fun. You know, I'm actually really, really, really lucky to just happen to meet a lot of cool people and try a lot of good beers. And just, you know, trying to pick them to put on our draft list, it's not that hard because there's just so many good breweries out there putting out good product right now.
It's hard, but it is hard because you gotta make choices and put on what you want to put on and make sure that you have the variety of styles for people to choose from, which you obviously do. I think we've gone through several different styles sitting here today.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things I like most about the tap list is it isn't focused on any one style. You know, there's diverse stuff from coffee beers to fruited beers. There's some good Belgian stuff on tap. There's traditional German Hefeweizens. There's IPAs. And then you guys also feature beer brewed by a close personal friend of ours named Riggs.
Mm-hmm. Eric Riggs VR.
That's him.
Glorious.
Nope. Just for you, Riggs.
One of the questions I wanted to ask, and you kind of touched on it already, is have you guys been feeling very welcomed by the craft beer community?
Yeah, just here at Bread and Barley and just, you know, going out on the field, going to breweries, going to, you know, these brewery events, it's been amazing. You know, the breweries have really rolled out the red carpet for us. And, you know, it's just, you really feel like a sense of community in this industry. It's growing and it's growing really fast, but it's still really, really tiny. And mm-hmm. it's funny because everything we go to and every event we go to or a brew festival, you know, you see the same people there. And it's all people that, you know, are into the same things and, you know, appreciate the same kind of things that we mm-hmm. do. So, you know, the community, breweries, customers, you know, guys like yourselves, you know, it's really been an amazing experience to, you know, engage with all these people.
And that's what I like about the craft beer community and industry is it's so big, yet there are still certain groups out there that don't even know it exists.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even as big as it's getting, I mean, it's still less than 10% of the market share in craft and just beer altogether. And there's so many breweries out there that are making such an amazing product. And then we have locations like this that are able to put it all together with food and present it in such a way that makes it welcoming, inviting. I mean, it's awesome for us to be able to come in here, eat awesome food, and drink great beer and see how it pairs well together. You guys deliver it with the level of care that make it what it is. I mean, you guys have the right staff, the great kitchen, an awesome beer director, and the ambiance helps out a lot as well. I mean, I haven't had a bad thing to say since we've been here.
Yeah, no, you threw out the term speakeasy before, and I know speakeasy in the olden days carried more of a negative connotation, but, I mean, this place could not be more welcoming. It feels like home, really.
That's what we were going for, you know. We really wanted to make sure that, you know, people didn't feel like they were walking into a, you know, an Applebee's. You know, we wanted them to feel like this was something that, you know, we truly appreciate our customers coming in, and we do appreciate the business. You know, kind of like a singer thanks their fans when they get an award. You know, we really truly appreciate our customers and thank them, because if it wasn't for them, you know, we wouldn't be able to keep the lights on in this place.
And you know what? Yeah, it's barely past noon, and you already got people rolling in here, so people love it.
Yeah, most definitely. We mentioned the tap list and how diverse it is. I mean, look, we could talk specifically about just a few beers we've had very quickly.
Sure.
We mentioned the Toast in Tahiti from Bottle Logic. We've got the Five and Dime from Noble Ale Works.
Mm-hmm.
Stone Sprocket beer is on as well.
I'm sipping on Maui's
beer from Haven.
Maui La Kuana.
Yeah, it's a brown. Know. You've got a brown from Maui. There's a mead from Bee Nectar. There's some good Belgians from Omegon.
I'm sipping on a Hublon. Fleur de Houblon from Omegon.
Yep.
It's amazing. It's right up there at the top of my list for Belgian style.
Yeah, you had
dry
a
hop triples.
You had a session IPA from Drake's earlier too, right?
I did. I had a session IPA from Drake's called Alpha that tasted like fresh wort. It was really good.
And then you had your favorite.
They have Ponto on tap. I repeat, they have Ponto on tap. Come on down. Get it before I drink it all.
Chris Martin was wide-eyed once he stared at that chalkboard.
And saw Ponto.
Yeah. He looked like one of those little anime characters with the huge eyes and sparkly glint in it.
I make no reservations on my love for that beer.
Yeah, so we you know, obviously took the opportunity to talk about the food and the beer. Do you guys also serve cocktails and like wines or?
Yeah, we also wanted to make sure that you know, we took our wine list serious. You know, this is, you know, Bread and Barley is all about bringing, you know, good product to our customers. So we didn't want to sleep on the wine list. So, you know, we have a great wine distributor that we work with. And Roxy and I work really close with them to have a solid wine menu. We got a lot of, you know, male customers that love their craft beer. They also bring their wives that love a good glass of wine. So we wanted to make sure that we didn't have a huge wine list, but a really, really good wine list. So we do offer a good, you know, just like our craft beer list, we do offer a good selection of, you know, different whites and reds and blends, you know, cabs to Chardonnays to, you know, Pinots. And, you know, summer comes in, you know, we'll feature some, you know, whites, you know, some really good stuff that's real summery and easy to drink. And we do also do craft cocktails with soju, and we also use beer and make some beer cocktails.
Nice.
So we try to make it so that if you come here, you know, there's a little bit of something for everybody, you know. And I think we have a good, you know, we've been able to cover that pretty well.
I agree.
Nice.
Plain and simple, I agree.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's not convoluted in any way. It's delivered in a simple but also very friendly manner. The menu is not, you know, too overwhelming with stuff, but you have a fair amount of variety, and everything seems like it's done very well. You've got a very diverse tap list, something that could also be paired with just about every meal you've got on the menu. And that's one thing I also do like, because, you know, you want to be able to match up the proper beer with whatever you're eating, whether it be a crisp salad or a really hearty, burger. You mentioned you guys do a lot of burgers. So one of the things I like about that is you have the variety available, and there's a lot of choices. You know, you're not limited to any one style or any one type of food. Everything seems like it's really diverse, and it's awesome food. I really enjoyed my meal. As you can tell, I put that thing away pretty quickly.
I think we all did. And not just because we were on a time crunch. The food was amazing.
Yes, it really was. I was very thrilled with how that came out. It was great food. I think it all plays very nicely to the location you guys have. I think you guys have done a phenomenal job and putting it all together. It's a lot of components working together to make a perfect harmony, and it's very friendly, and I love it.
Yeah, the pairing's important. We appreciate that. We just had a great beer dinner with Ladyface Brewery, and we're going to continue to do beer dinners with a lot of the breweries. You know, food and beer go hand in hand. So, you know, I'd say beer pairs better with food than anything. And, you know, we're going to continue to have beer dinners coming up. We also do a great bottle show every month. It's really good. We get some really good stuff in here, some really rare bottles. So, you know, we just going to keep bringing, you know, these tap takeovers and these bottle shares and these beer dinners to everybody, so that they can, you know, we can just get the word out there and expose, you know, what's, you know, all these great beers and food. You know, our job out here is just to get it out there and let people try it.
Yeah, that was actually going to be one of my last questions for you, is what kind of stuff do you guys do, you know, event-wise? Do you guys have, like, an event coordinator, or you guys do that yourselves, where you put together cool stuff? I see you guys, and you mentioned you do bottle shares. Do you guys do beer classes or anything like that, too?
Yeah, we do. Roxy does a beer class once a month. And she does those on Mondays, and she can touch on anything from, you know, maybe an IPA class to she even go into depth of off flavors, teach people about the off flavors of beers. She can also touch on sours, you know, touch a little bit about on different, you know, yeast strains that's used to make different beers. And the classes are great. It's really good for, you know, someone that's getting into the craft beer industry. And then we have classes that are even for your, you know, experts in the industry. There's something that you can always learn in this industry. And bottle shares are amazing. Those do really well. We do those once a month as well. And, you know, you can, if you follow us on, you know, Bread and Barley on Instagram, Bread and Barley Covina, you can, you know, we're always updating and keeping people posted on any events that we have coming up. I think it's important to keep, you know, our customers, you know, which are very loyal, you know, happy, and keep bringing them cool events. And, you know, it's kind of like our duty to keep bringing those cool events here. You know, Steel the Glass Nights. Every other Wednesday, we're going to start doing Steel the Glass Nights. We just had our first one with Omagang, and it went really well. And we're going to keep bringing a lot of these events throughout the summertime, and, you know, hit Oktoberfest hard coming up this year. And we're excited about that.
Awesome.
Cool. Cool. I mean, I like what I'm hearing. I mean, it's a passion for the craft. It's putting a lot of elements together in such a way that makes them all work, you know, harmoniously. Obviously, a great environment for that, good food. You know, it feels like people really love it. I mean, what do you guys,
Honestly, I mean, we could talk all day about how great this place is, but why don't you just come on down and see it for yourself?
Victor,
do you have an address for people to?
Yeah, we're located in downtown Covina, 130 North Citrus Avenue, Covina, 91723. Nearest cross street is Badillo, just north of Badillo, but we're right in the heart of downtown Covina. And, you know, you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we also have a website, breadandbarley.com, where you can see our draft list and any upcoming events.
Oh, and they're on Tap Hunter, too, if you guys follow Tap Hunter. They update their draft list regularly. Yeah.
And next month we'll have our ad in Beer Paper LA as well.
Oh, nice. Great. Awesome.
Love the people over at Beer Paper LA.
Yeah, those guys make it everywhere, obviously.
It's hard to say, but it's great. It's a great read.
Yes.
So before we get out of here, we're going to give the owner or the co-owner of Bread and Barley, Victor, one final opportunity to go ahead and talk about the restaurant and give you guys one last little plug, because you feel you guys really deserve it with what you guys are doing here. You guys are doing something awesome in downtown Covina. So You have the you have our audience's ears, man. Floor. What do you want to say?
Thanks, guys. I'll like, you know, just in a nutshell, so I don't put anyone to sleep, is, you know, just come down to Bread and Barley. You know, we're going to continue to, you know, step our game up and bring you guys, you know, the best in craft beer and the best in, you know, culinary food. We're going to continue to bring you guys great events and fun events. You know, continue to spread the knowledge, you know, of this great industry that's, you know, still bursting at the seams and growing. So, you know, come give us a shot. Come down. You know, it's a great place to hang out. It's a great place to bring your friends. You can bring your kids. You know, it really is a welcoming environment. You know, come down, say hi to me. Love to meet you. And, you know, just thank you to everybody in this industry that's been kind to us. You know, thank you to Beer Buzz for coming down today. We really, 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 really appreciate it. And I'd also like to give a shout out to my boy Omar at Golden Road.
Nice. Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
What's up, Omar?
You guys have heard us. We've talked about the food and the beer and everything else going on wonderfully down here at Bread and Barley in Covina. You've got a chance to get to know the owner, co-owner, Victor, a little bit, and you've heard our thoughts on the place. So my question is, what are you waiting for? Come down here, check it out, grab a meal and a beer. You will not regret it. Yeah. That's most definite.
Beer Geek seal of approval.
Yeah. Definitely. Most definitely. All right, we're going to get out of here. We're going to get out of here and have another beer. And you guys enjoy the episode. Hope you guys can make it down here.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. And special thanks to Bread and Barley for playing awesome host for us today.
Yes,
you guys
thank
have been fantastic.
You for the beer,
extra special thanks to Victor.
Delicious.
You're welcome. Glad
taking some time out of your busy schedule and sitting down with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Pleasure was all ours.
All right. Cheers, guys. We'll see you later.